Proclamation number 3414 of 22nd of January, 1945. Spiritualizing the soul. Overcoming matter. It is absolutely necessary that you learn to despise the world if you want your soul to mature, for only when it no longer desires it will it turn to the spiritual kingdom, to the world which is its actual home, which offers it everything that helps it to ascend and which is therefore also the aim it should reach through earthly life. The more the human being detaches himself from material things, the more his senses deaden themselves for earthly pleasures and enjoyments, the more the soul spiritualizes itself. As long as the human being lives on earth, he must indeed submit to the demands of the body up to a certain limit. He must fulfill earthly obligations. He must carry out earthly activities. Thus he is earthbound and cannot detach himself from it purely physically until God calls him into the spiritual kingdom. Nevertheless, the human being can live a second life next to his earthly one. The life of the soul need not be completely involved in the life of the body. The soul need not strive for the same as the body, but it can form its kingdom completely independently of it, which, however, lies far away from the yearning of the body. It can turn to the spiritual kingdom, and then the body will certainly fulfill its earthly task but never strive for earthly pleasures for itself again. Instead, it will soon join the soul's desire and likewise seek to be spiritually active as soon as its earthly duties allow it time and opportunity to do so. And as soon as this degree is reached, that the human being now disregards all material goods, as soon as he sets the spiritual kingdom as the aim of his striving, he is also immune to strong temptations on the part of the world. He can no longer fall prey to it. He will only have to endure slight struggles at times, if the world presents itself to him again and again with its joys and pleasures and wants to win him over for itself. But these are only temptations which he will always overcome because the powers of the spiritual kingdom, the kingdom towards which his soul is striving, never ever let him go, because they pull him with tireless love and thus constantly influence his soul so that it feels the strength within itself to offer resistance. The greater the renunciation of the material world, the stronger the transmission of strength from the spiritual kingdom. And this influx of strength not only benefits the soul but also the body, for the latter is now also able to master its earthly task without therefore neglecting the soul. And the earthly task will be a service in active neighborly love. The human being will also attain maturity of soul through his earthly activity because this is now in accordance with God's will. For the human being who disregards earthly aims, who no longer desires the world's goods, will also only carry out an activity which benefits his fellow human beings. He will only give but not want to possess and thereby strive ever more towards the spiritual kingdom. Thus the soul voluntarily fulfills its actual purpose. It overcomes matter and spiritualizes itself. It kills off the body's desire which is originally its own and makes it inclined to join the soul's desire. It pulls it over into the spiritual kingdom with it, and thus it seriously pursues the aim which is set for it for its earthly life. And it will also reach this aim, for all forces of light stand by it so that it finds the path into the eternal home. Amen.